Michael Tosh is the head of unit country analysis in the Directorate General for Education and Culture at the European Commission. He spoke with us to expand on some of the points he made in his presentation at Online Europa Berlin concerning the results in the recently released EU report, the Education and Training Monitor 2015. Michael, can you please tell us some of the major findings within the EU report, the Education and Training Monitor 2015?
Oh yes, thanks a lot. Yes, we come out of the report where we look at education challenges for the EU as a whole, but also in the member states. And I mean, that's based on quantitative data analysis and on sort of policy developments. On higher education specifically, what's really interesting there is we're making really good progress in terms of people going to higher education. That's improving a lot. In many countries, there's still big differences between how many people go to higher education in Italy compared to how many people go to higher education in the Netherlands or in Ireland. But it's really improving in most countries. So we don't have a quantitative issue. We have a quantitative issue in some countries, but not in many. A big issue which comes is quality, labor market performance, really preparing higher education students to what they have to do afterwards. And that means very often sort of, do we have enough graduates in math, science, technologies? But also, part of the substance, do we prepare students, apart from the knowledge they have, also in terms of the skills, attitudes, strategies to survive in today's societies well enough? And we have some indication that sort of the attention in many member states has shifted from quantity to providing good quality higher education, and we see many projects at national level, and we support many of those projects at EU level on working in that area.
The improvement of quality is clearly a major issue. Can you tell us about the EU role in that?
Two things I would say that are going on at the moment. First is to collect more data on this. I mean, we have a number of systems who are trying to do better on supporting the students, but also faculties of finding out more why some people succeed, others people don't succeed, why they drop out. So we have a number of countries setting up student tracking systems with the objective to provide more guidance to students, which faculties to show, to choose, but also to avoid dropout in order to build up guidance systems to keep people in there. So that's one thing which is very widely seen. Another thing we see is a lot of cooperation with the business world of enterprise, not to make it more necessarily more closer to direct employment needs in the labor market, but really also to get some feedback from employers, but also from others, in terms of knowledge, but also in terms of what I mentioned, the soft skills. And there we can learn a lot. It's not about forgetting that higher education is not only to prepare people for the labor market, but there's also other things it's good for. It's for research, it's for people being responsible citizens and all this. But we see many countries actually positively trying to get some input from the work environments where people go afterwards.
Would you tell us about the research revealed about MOOCs?
Yes, I mean, that's really very interesting because it's a real priority in many member states, in the EU as a whole, and it's sort of, as it's a new thing, we're also learning while doing it. And one of the things we seem to see at the moment is that we started also with great hopes. So there's a lot of new things which are great going on. But we always had the idea that this would also open up higher education to people who would usually not go to higher education, like people working or being not traditionally close to higher education because maybe their parents haven't been academics themselves. And for the moment, it seems that MOOCs are mainly used by people who would also be the classical clients, if you want, or students in traditional higher education. That's something to be looked after. And the second thing is sort of the link between MOOCs, which is all sort of open and a bit chaotic, of course. Yeah, how to link this to the very traditional, very important quality assurance mechanisms that we need in higher education. I mean, a diploma is still something very, very important. And so I think it's very important to work on how to link these new possibilities that there are with the quality assurance for higher education and making sure that the diploma is something important. And our experience is that everyone in society and also businesses still find diploma quite important. So we have to link these new opportunities with some very traditional things like how to accredit studies and how to make sure it's good quality, which is in there.
The European Commission provides the funding for a number of major educational initiatives. Would you tell us about some of the key directions?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have the Erasmus Plus program, which is our major funding instrument in the area of education. Many people know Erasmus for the possibility it provides for physical mobility of students moving across country, but the program actually also finances a lot of partnership between higher education institutions and policy development. And there, these partnerships and policy developments, they of course follow our policy priorities. So we put higher education institutions together, we put policymakers together when they have to apply for project, where they work together on working on such important issues.
Thank you so much for these insights. The full report, the Education and Training Monitor 2015, can be found on the European Commission website.